Well, you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one daily news story well told. I'm Jeff Struss. Today, we have the privilege of interviewing Paul Isaacs. Paul is the vice president of My Faith Votes. My Faith Votes is a nonpartisan movement that motivates, equips, and activates Christians in America to vote in every election, transforming our communities and influencing our nation with biblical truth. There's a lot of current events that need to be spoken about, and there's issues that Christians need to be engaged with. Paul's going to tell us all about it right after this.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Well, you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast. I'm Jeff Struss, and we're here today with Paul Isaacs, the Vice President of My Faith Votes. Paul, welcome to the podcast.
Jeff, it is great to be with you. I'm excited about today.
Me too. I've been looking forward to having you on. You and I always have lively discussions, and I'm excited about sharing those discussions with our listeners. And so I'm just going to jump right into it. Paul, what a moment in our nation. It seems like every single day there's a new piece of legislation, some sort of issue that is radically affecting our nation and the future of our nation. So Paul, I'm going to give you the floor. What do our listeners need to know about right now?
Well, one of the foundational principles that our whole system of government and our republic is built on is this idea of voting, and the integrity of each vote is so important. And so House Resolution 1 and Senate Bill 1, this idea of voting reform is what I'd love to talk about to you today and with our listeners. And believe it or not, out in Colorado, where I hail from right now, which is becoming California light when it relates to our politics, we have this young lady who's a congresswoman. Her name is Lauren Boebert. Have you heard of her, Jeff?
Of course.
Firecracker.
Of course, I've heard of Lauren Boebert.
Lauren wrote this article about this entire bill, and she wrote it from more of a partisan perspective. And so I like to kind of read her letter, but I'm going to take out the word Democrat, because in My Faith Votes, we're not Democrat or Republican. We really want to transcend political parties and think how we can engage in our country with our faith, you know, and take that into the ballot box. So instead of saying if I were a Democrat like Lauren did, I'm going to read some of this. Glenn Beck the other day read this on his program, and it just fascinated me. So talking about this bill and election reform, let me just start it up.
Go for it.
She basically said, if I didn't love our country or if I didn't care about the Constitution, I'd centralize power in Washington by nationalizing our elections. It wouldn't be enough to hold all three branches temporarily. I'd need to make it permanent. So I'd change the rules.
Wow.
If I didn't love our country, I'd flood the voter pool. And by the way, the thing that's happening down in Texas right now and along our border, make no mistake about that. There's some, I believe, sinister intentions about changing our voter pool, and it has repercussions all over the place. But changing the voter pool is exactly what there's trying to happen here. I also use taxpayer dollars to establish aggressive voter recruitment programs at leftist training camps, also known as colleges and universities. And, you know, if any local official dared to question the eligibility of one of my illegal voters, I'd throw them in jail and I'd threaten them with force until no one dared resist. I'd block efforts to verify signatures. And we saw that. We've been hearing all about that.
Yep.
You know, this last election. The idea of, and I'll stop there, this idea of taking voter ID out of it is, and making that an issue of race, Jeff, I don't know about you, but that really concerns me when we make that an issue of race, because we're asked to show IDs to purchase cigarettes, alcohol, to get on a plane. Why would we make this a racial issue when it comes to voting, Jeff?
Right. It's a great question, and I think for our listeners, one that an argument that doesn't really hold water. So dialing into the bill, the legislation, what are they proposing? Why should we be concerned about this? What is actually happening right now?
Okay, so one of the things is that they are taking this, the states that run elections, because although the U.S. Constitution gives states the authority to run these elections, the Democrats right now have interpreted the Constitution in their favor, and they're saying it should be federalized. So what is good for Florida and what governors down there and legislators, they should not have a say. That should come from Washington. And we should make what's good for California, good for Vermont, good for Florida, good for Alabama. It should be, and that's a dangerous precedent. And then after that, listen to this. This is a scary thing. Any complaint or any plaintiff that brings a lawsuit challenging HR run or any election, the bill mandates that any lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of this bill could only be filed in the District of Columbia, the District Court of District of Columbia, and all plaintiffs would be required to file joint papers to be represented by a single attorney at oral argument. So they're going to make this very difficult to fight if they ram this through the Senate. You know, and let me say this real quick. Sometimes people on the right, and I say the right and left, you know, I think we can talk about that for 5 days. One of the things that we on the right need to do is explain why, and not just assume that people understand the reasons why we do what we do. For instance, this voter ID law. Jeff, the reason why voter ID is so important is that if you don't have to produce any voter ID, then you can go anywhere and vote as many times as you want. And it's the same way with same-day voter registration.
Yeah, tell us about that.
If you can go in. Yeah, so same-day voter registration. If you go in and say, "Yeah, I'm registering to vote, and I'm going to vote right now." Well, how do we verify that you didn't just go somewhere else and do the same thing over and go to like 20 different polling places? If you have a whole army of people that you can't verify because you don't have the time to verify if that person registered somewhere else and voted somewhere else. That's why it's ripe for fraud to have same day voter registration. But there's a reason for these rules.
Right. And so when we're talking about election integrity, we're talking about the practices, the procedures, the rules, the regulations that ensures that every eligible legal vote counts. And if the voting roll is flooded with individuals who are not citizens of this country, or God forbid, a foreign actor is involved and somehow produces hundreds or thousands of mail-in ballots that are unverified, no signature matches, the legal votes are diluted. The power of the normal citizen that registered, that, you know, they live in their state, they're voting for their candidate, regardless of who they're voting for, we want those votes to count. And when election integrity is weakened, every vote suffers. Am I saying this correctly?
Absolutely. Anytime there is a fraudulent vote or an illegal vote from someone who is not registered the right way, and by the way, we want to make it easy to vote but hard to cheat, okay? And I don't want to make it hard for someone to vote, but let's have a process that makes it hard to cheat. And that's for everybody. Listen, if I said we only want a certain group of people to show voter ID, I think that's racist to me.
Right.
Right? If I said I only want people that make a certain level of income, they have to produce ID. That's classist. We don't want that. We want everybody. And so when someone who's not registered or not legally voting, maybe it's a person who's not a citizen, and they vote, that takes away Jeff Struss's vote. And when we don't have an integrity, an election that we trust, we're in trouble as a country. We've ceased to exist as we used to. and our republic can fall apart.
You know, whenever you turn the age, whatever it is, my son, you know, he's, my wife just registered him for driving classes, you know, in Florida. Mm-hmm. When you're 15, you can register for driving classes. You know, no matter who you are, what color your skin is, where you're from, what neighborhood you live in, you, there's a process that you have to go through because driving's a big deal and there's a responsibility for that. Yeah. You got to go through that process. And we all agree to that. We all go along that because we believe it's worth it to know that the guy driving next to you knows what he's doing. And when we're talking about election integrity, we're just talking about, listen, this is important to all of us, regardless of what candidate or political party we vote for. It's important for everyone to know their vote matters. And I think, again, when we're honing this in and say, what is the argument here with election integrity? When we're talking, I love what you said, easy to vote, hard to cheat. That, I mean, that seems to make perfect sense to me. So going back to the legislation, where are we at in the process? Is it in the House? Did it pass the House? Can you give us some of the details on that?
Yes, it passed the House, and it's currently in, like, in committee in the Senate. So one of the things that they're trying to do is they're going to try to run this thing through the Senate, because they do have, it's 50-50, and they've got the tie-breaking vote with the vice president. But what we have is a filibuster. And so we have that is just trying to be taken away. That's a very important procedure that can be used when there's something that is this controversial to kind of delay and to kind of make it so that this kind of stuff that we would say is unconstitutional doesn't pass. Well, there's three Democrat senators right now that are on the fence as far as abolishing the filibuster, and we need this filibuster. The Democrats need the filibuster. Republicans need the filibuster. Let's say our Republicans in power. When Republicans have the majority, we shouldn't seek to abolish procedures that have been placed there to protect the minority as well. Right. So my point is that right now, where we have the filibuster is the one of the things that's keeping this country from sliding down an abyss of having no election integrity. Right. We need the filibuster. And so this is a dangerous time. And I don't mean to sound alarming, Jeff, but it is a very important time in our history right now with this idea of election integrity. And so people like Joe Manchin, a couple other senators, we need to pray for them, and we need to pray for our country.
We do. And it's not alarmist. And I don't know if our listeners already saw breaking Wednesday night, the Democratic Congress is proposing a bill to pack the Supreme Court with four additional Supreme Court judges. There are moments in time and moments in history where when you're reporting on the facts, you're not an alarmist. You're just trying to be truthful. You're just trying to be accurate.
Yeah.
And the reality is we are at a moment that will determine the fate of our nation, not just for the next election cycle. We're talking about decades to come. If these changes take place, it will take decades to undo what has taken place. And so we have to engage. Now, you mentioned Joe Manchin from West Virginia would be considered a conservative a Democrat senator. Are there any others that are on the fence with the election reform bill that you know of?
There are two. And right now I don't have their names in front of me, but those are there. I don't know what we can do about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we can talk about it next time, because I'd love to have you back on to go in this deeper. Right now, Paul, what can our listeners do? What's an action point? What's a takeaway from this? Because, of course, we need prayer. But, you know, in Esther chapter 4, Esther's told the people, you know, go fast and pray, and then I'm going to do something. And so do you have something? Do you have an action point that we can give our audience today?
I do. And I would say there's two things. Number one, the first one would be to go to myfaithvotes.org. And there are ways that, and we have templates that you can use under action, you know, because we talk about pray, think, and vote. and then take action as well. And so there are things that you, as you navigate our site, templates on how to contact your local senator and your representative about the things that are, that matter to you. And this one matters. If we don't have integrity in our election system, then we can't legislate the right to life. We can't legislate all the other things, the Equality Act. If we can't trust the vote, we're doomed as a country. So this one's big. This is a big one. So go to myfaithvotes.org, and you'll find out how you can get involved there. The second thing is, when you sign up, we're going to be communicating to people. There's some big things coming from some partnerships that we're forming right now that Great. Will help, that will help clean the voter rolls. And I can't speak to it yet. I just want you to know that there are big things coming, that the we're going to give you something to do that's not just calling your state representative or your elected official, something to do. So sign up for that, and you'll be hearing more from us.
That's beautiful. So it's myfaithvotes.org, right?
Yes, myfaithvotes.org.
Okay, and when they're on that website, there's going to be an easy, you know, there's probably a button somewhere, get involved or something. They can click on it, they can get your email updates. So important.
Yes.
And I need to be discreet about how I share this, but I was recently speaking to a White House official from the former administration who communicated to me about a legislation that was getting proposed. They were able to gather 300 signatures to get on 300 signatures. Not, I mean, 300, not 3,000, not 300,000, but for that particular piece of legislation, it was enough to convince the right people. I'm saying all this to say your email matters. Make a phone call, send an email. Most people don't. If you can do it and get involved and make your voice heard, it will make an impact. And so I just want to put that in there. I'm sure this, I'm preaching to the choir, right? Right, Paul?
Well, Jeff, you have to say it. We have to say it. If we don't have the time and the gumption to contact our officials as Christians to let them know kindly but firmly what we want them to do, then we're lost. We'll get what we've got. So we have to step out and get involved.
And of course, we're doing this not just for our generation, our children's
Exactly.
generation, and for the generations that have not even been born yet. Will
That's right.
they be in a nation that has real democratic process? Will they be in a nation of laws and not just, you know, whatever's popular at the moment? We have to make sure our voices are heard and play a part in this democratic process. Well, Paul, listen, I'd love to have you back on because these are the topics and these are the subjects that our audience is concerned about. Of course, we're concerned about it. Could we have you come back and we could talk more about where we're at and what's going on at a future podcast?
I'd love it. I'd be honored. Thank you, Jeff.
Amazing. Well, listen, Paul, we appreciate you. My Faith Votes, the whole organization over there, we're so thankful that you guys are, again, on the front lines working for God's purposes in the realm of government and legislation. So a big God bless you from the Charisma audience, and thank you for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Jeff. It was an honor.
Wonderful. God bless. Well, you've been listening to the Charisma News Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.